okay, this is really serious, and I felt uncomfortable. And I'm like still going around the city today. I think it's going to be a bit weird just knowing what threat laid upon us. It's just very scary.
Two teenagers are under arrest. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk. Here is Vicky Barker.
One of the two suspects arrested has confessed he'd hoped to kill as many people as possible just outside the venue. That's exactly the way a suicide bomber killed 22 people after an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester 6 years ago. Security officials here in London say they're now assessing whether it's safe for next week's Taylor Swift concerts here to go ahead.
Tropical storm Debbie's roared back onto shore in South Carolina this morning. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Myrtle Beach.
The governors of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia are warning residents that are in low-lying areas about the potential for flooding.
At least one person's been killed in a suspected tornado in North Carolina, and Debbie isn't done with the East Coast yet. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
In the Raleigh and Charlotte areas, those are some of the areas you're going to be seeing the heaviest rain and likely travel delays today as well. There is a tornado watch that goes into portions of the Tidewater, Virginia, and Hampton Roads area, as well as into northeastern North Carolina. We've already seen several tornadoes today, and we'll likely see more as the day goes on.
The Trump campaign and Vice President Harris and Tim Walz have all canceled appearances in the Southeast today. Mr. Trump will hold a news conference at Mar-a-Lago. At least 12 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on schools in Gaza. CBS's McCormick.
The Israeli military says it struck Hamas command centers in the area of the two schools. It claims they were used to carry out attacks against Israeli troops. Israel also insists that prior to the strikes, numerous steps were taken to mitigate the risk to civilians, including the use of precision weapons.
The weight loss business has been very good to Eli Lilly. Its stock is surging after a better-than-expected earnings report today and news from the maker of injectables Mounjaro and Zepbound. Their active ingredient hoping to get FDA approval for sleep apnea by the end of the year. The Dow is up 466 points. S&P ahead 60. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. People in the Elmwood Park area are urged to check their surveillance footage. Racine County Sheriff's deputies say they searched for two suspects Tuesday night after a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has resulted in nearly two dozen homeowners dealing with raw sewage flooding their homes. City officials say it was due to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes. A Racine County Board Committee plans to hold a hearing later this month regarding the introduction of a 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million in revenue. People wanting to share their thoughts can do so at a hearing on August 21st. Kenosha police say the 67-year-old man who set his house and garage on fire before shooting himself has died from his injuries. First responders found him injured at the scene, and he did confess before being flown to Milwaukee for treatment. He did pass later in the day yesterday. Efforts to enhance safety at Quarry Lake Park are underway after two fatalities this year. New warning signs against cliff jumping have been installed following the deaths of a 16-year-old and a 25-year-old who both drowned in separate incidents. And Summerfest 2025 will start June 19th. They're sticking with the three-weekend format, and the kickoff event will celebrate Juneteenth Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win the series in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers bats with a big bounce back again. After a 10-0 performance Tuesday, Milwaukee came back with another 8-5 win last night to take the series over the Braves, and they did it against veteran lefty Chris Sale, manager Pat Murphy.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. He was tremendous. Had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guys.
NFL scary moment at the end of practice. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson went down holding his knee after colliding with a safety on a ball thrown by Jordan Love.
I thought it was solid. I'm glad, you know, Jordan, you know, took a shot on that one. Tried to go up and get it. I think we just came down a little awkward. I don't know if it was his like knee or his cleat, but something just kind of hit me in the knee. But I think it hurt a lot worse in the moment than, you know, I thought. You know, I'm just wasn't too serious.
That's wide receiver Christian Watson. The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Temperature now 73.
Right here on WRJN tonight, hot harbor nights. You guys got the best stuff in Racine. You know that? Really lucky. It's free. You sit down by Festival Park. They got food trucks. They're going to have a free band. And this is from 7 to 10 tonight. Do it and have fun. You got the perfect weather for it tonight.
These eyes cry every night. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. eyes. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cigarettes with me. I can't get no.
And Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. Feels kind of weird to me to tell you today at 10:45, it is the Brewers pregame show.
That's right.
Gosh, Rich, I'm just like, came into work. Hello, everybody. I'm leaving now. You know, that's just going to be very short. But you know what? You get to listen live to the Brewers game right here. And you were mentioning tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yes. Yeah. So the game against the Reds tomorrow is going to be behind the paywall on Apple TV Plus. So if you want to listen to the game, obviously go to WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, to listen to the Milwaukee Brewers play the Cincinnati Reds. Now, Sydney, maybe you knew this. Did you know the Milwaukee Braves were all here on WRJN years ago?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because they're playing the Atlanta Braves this afternoon, or I should say this morning.
Yeah.
This morning here in Milwaukee, but this afternoon in Atlanta. So, but yeah, the Brewers and the Braves are here at WRJN.
That's crazy. And we got a big deal today that's awesome.
Perfect segue. So if you like sports figures, if you like action figures, if you like Funko Pops, if you like movie memorabilia, if you like Hot Wheels, Matchbox cars, Happy Collectibles is the place to go. They have two locations, one at Southridge Mall, one at Gurney Mills. So 50% savings today only through WRJN Big Deals. You can purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10 today.
That's crazy.
So how do you do that? You go to WRJN.com. You click on the Big Deals tab. You also sign up for that summer sweepstakes, which is ending tomorrow. We're going to be picking a winner on Saturday. Two club-level seats to see the Brewers play the Cleveland Guardians a week from tomorrow, the 16th, at American Family Field. No purchase necessary on the sign-up for the summer sweepstakes. So make sure you sign up today. Make sure you sign up tomorrow, too. Two chances to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then purchase those Happy 8 Collectibles Big Deals gift certificates. $20 gift certificates for just $10 today.
Yep, and today only.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
August presents Bowler Appreciation Sundays. Score big with one-topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10, plus discounted lane rentals all day Sunday. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Also, check out the area's best live music on the patio every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6. The deals are hot and the fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
On WRJN local news, timeless hits, the station for Paul Harvey. Not today, though. You heard it on Don Rosen's show. But he'll be back tomorrow with the rest of the story. 12:05 tomorrow. Today, it's all about the Brewers. Ah, I love the Brewers. I don't know what I'm going to talk to my husband tonight, though, because it won't be any Brewer game. We'll just kind of sit home. Hi, how you doing? Fine. What's your name again? Bachman Turner Overdrive, right here.
You're trying hard. makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful died in. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
And local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. The Righteous Brothers, you've lost that loving feeling. And check in with local news just to mention that Stuart J. Waddles, if he's got a story and he's telling you on the air a news story and you go, I'd really like to know more of that, what's going on, you can read the story in depth on off our website. Go to WRJN.com and then scroll down for news as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
We think it's important to have a counter narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police say the 67-year-old man who set his house and garage on fire and then shot himself yesterday has died. The fire call came in first, with rescue teams finding the man injured when they arrived. The man was in a condition to confess to starting the fires and was flown to Milwaukee, but did not survive his injuries. Firefighters managed to control the blaze on the north side near Bradford within 30 minutes. Kenosha police are investigating. A Racine County Board committee will hold a hearing later this month on a sales tax. The county is one of only three in the state without a sales tax. It would add a 0.5% sales tax to the state's 5% rate. The initiative aims to generate an additional $20 million in revenue. Those wanting to share their thoughts at the hearing should add August 21st to their calendars. The 19-year-old UW-Milwaukee nursing student that went under the water in Kenosha County last week has died. Jackson Henderson passed away following a drowning incident at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie Saturday. After being underwater for 10 to 20 minutes, bystanders and first responders were able to get a heartbeat, but he did die after several days in the ICU. The family announced Henderson's passing through a GoFundMe link. And there are efforts to enhance safety at Quarry Lake Park. The move comes following the deaths of two people at the park earlier this year. New signs warning against cliff jumping have been installed. A 16-year-old jumped in, couldn't swim, and died in May, while a 25-year-old died in June after falling in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
The warmest spot in the state today is high temperatures flirt with 80 degrees with mix of sun and clouds and west winds. As clouds thicken this evening, a cold front passes by, dropping our temperatures tomorrow to barely scraping 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Songs ever. I mean, you can't get any better than Dionne Warwick and the Spinners. Then came you on WRJM and local news, Timeless Hits, the Brewers, and you know the Brewers are just about 5 minutes away. Yeah, Brewers at the Braves in Atlanta. Go Brewers. 10:45 is the pregame show. And tomorrow night, it's going to be on the air because Apple TV is taking it over. So if you're not Apple TV, yeah, Brewers, Atlanta Braves again. I don't think that's very fair. No, Cincinnati Reds at the Brewers. Cincinnati Reds at the Brewers, 6:35 tomorrow night. You're going to need to listen live. This is WRJN. Here comes my baby, Tremolos. You know what? It's Apple TV Plus. If you don't have Apple TV Plus tomorrow night, that is going to be, the game is going to be airing on Apple TV Plus. So if you don't have it, you can listen live here at 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and of course, 1400 AM. The Reds with the Brewers tomorrow night at 6:35. And in just a couple minutes, the pregame show starts. Brewers are in Atlanta. You have a wonderful day. Brewers is next.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Saving money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and sealant in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Saving an ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watch.